At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today, only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio, as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So it's playoff time here in Trojan country, and we have one final regular season varsity football game left. So make sure you stay tuned throughout the entire show so that we can update you on where each team stands in the playoff race. So first up, let's take a look back at this past week and how our Trojan athletes performed on the fields and on the courts. So varsity field hockey finished their 2019 regular season with a tough 2-1 loss on the road to Mechanicsburg last Wednesday. They finished with an overall record of 2-16, and they now will get back to work preparing for the 2020 season with some indoor events this winter. Varsity girls volleyball finished their regular season this past Thursday as they fell to Central Dolphin 3-0 on the road. Set scores in that match were 16-25, 18-25, and then 18-25 again. Their overall regular season record was 12-6, and they finished as the 13th seed in the District 3 4A playoff bracket, and we will discuss more about their playoff match here later in the show. Varsity football last week lost a tough one on the road this past Friday night at Central Dolphin, 28-25. The team battled back from a 21-0 deficit, though, to make things interesting. The team has an overall record of 5-4 and is currently in 9th place in the District 3 6A power rankings. Keep in mind, though, that the top 8 qualify for playoffs, but we're confident that with a win over Carlisle this Friday night, they'll get in. Some highlights from their season to date. So leading the offense, we have senior running back Keyshawn Jones. He so far has rushed for 1,002 yards and 11 TDs. Senior quarterback Brady Stumbaugh has passed for 1,164 yards and 12 touchdowns. Senior wide receiver Tyler Luther has 29 catches for 405 yards and 4 touchdowns. And senior tight end Terrell Williams, the Turtle, has 13 catches for 301 yards and 7 touchdowns. Leading the Trojans on the defensive side of the ball are senior Bryce Diller, senior Terrell Williams, and senior Gunnar Funk, senior Wyatt Hall, and senior Tyrion Williams. We've outscored our opponents 294-168 this season, and our average margin of defeat this season is 4.4 points. So it just kind of goes to show you the strength of our schedule and how well our team has played this season in those four losses. And so we'll discuss more about their playoff hopes here later in the show as well. Last week, varsity girls soccer finished their regular season by defeating Greencastle Antrim last Thursday 7-1. They finished with an overall record of 11-7. They then qualified for the District 3 playoffs as the 12th seed, however fell just short last night on the road to Central Dolphin 3-1. So to recap their season, they finished with an overall record of 11-8, qualified for the playoffs, and we just want to extend them a sincere congratulations on a great season as they have a lot to be proud of. Varsity boys soccer finished their regular season last Thursday as well against Greencastle Antrim. They beat the Blue Devils 3-1 and finished their 2019 regular season with an overall record of 11-5-1. They then qualified for the District 3 playoffs as the 8th seed and hosted the 9th seed, Tornadoes of J.P. McCaskey, last evening here in Trojan Stadium. The Trojans defeated McCaskey 2-0 off goals scored by Keenan Korkutovich and Calvin Carlin, which were their first goals of the season. So once again, we'll discuss where they're headed next here later in the show. So that wraps up last week's scores and highlights and where our teams currently stand in the District 3 playoff race. If you would like to check out our final scores, just follow us on Twitter at @CSDAthletics or our Instagram account, which is also CSDAthletics, as we do our best to post our final varsity scores there each and every evening. So once again, if you're just now tuning in, I want to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can listen to us live here every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. So now let's take a look ahead and where our teams currently stand in the playoff race here in District 3. Rather than go date by date, as I usually do in these shows, I'm just going to go sport by sport and tell you where they're at and who they're playing. So let's start off with boys soccer. So after defeating McCaskey last evening in the District 3 first round, they now head to Dallastown on Saturday, October 26th to take on the Wildcats in a quarterfinal matchup. The team's going to look for a little bit of payback, as last year the Dallastown Wildcats defeated us in the first round here at home. The start time is scheduled for 12 p.m., and the winner of that game will then head to the District 3 semifinals on Tuesday, October 29th, playing the winner of the 4-5 matchup, which is Palmyra and Manheim Township. Tickets for Saturday's match at Dallastown are $6 for adults and $4 for students, and just keep in mind that no passes are accepted. Now, the varsity boys and girls cross-country teams, they will continue their postseason run this Saturday, October 26th, at the District 3 Championship Meet. That event is held at Big Spring High School, and our teams compete at the following times. So the girls' 3A race begins at 1:15 p.m., and the boys' 3A race begins at 2 p.m. Admission at Big Spring High School is $10 per vehicle with multiple people in it, and if you're just driving in by yourself, it's $5 per vehicle. And just to note, the top four teams from the race will qualify for the PIAA Championships next week. Girls volleyball travels to Southwestern High School to take on the Mustangs this Saturday, October 26th, in the District 3 first round match. That begins at 4:30 p.m. Admission is the exact same as the boys soccer game, $6 for adults and $4 for students. The winner of this match then heads to the quarterfinals on Tuesday, October 29th at 6 p.m. against the winner of the 5-12 matchup, which is Central Dolphin and Elizabethtown. So there's going to be a lot of games going on this Saturday and a lot of driving around for Trojan fans, but if you can't make it, just follow on our social media accounts or check in next Wednesday, the Trojan Sports Report, as we update you on how they did. So last but not least, let's just update you on the varsity football team. They finish out their regular season this Friday at home against Carlisle. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m., but come out early as we will begin recognizing our seniors for football, cheerleading, our sports medicine staff, and the band beginning at 6:26 p.m. For the final power rankings for football is this Saturday, October 26th, so we'll find out that evening where we are headed. Again, right now, the team is in the ninth spot and only the top eight qualify, so it's going to be close, but we are confident in this team getting in after defeating the Thundering Herd this Friday. So like I said, that's a lot of playoff information. We usually find out day by day where we're headed, what time we're playing, and what teams we're going to compete in the next round. So I can't stress enough, just follow us online, check in at our website, www.casdonline.org/athletics. Or follow us on Twitter or Instagram, which are also at CSD Athletics, or check out the District 3 website, which is www.piaad3.org, as they do a great job trying to update the community in Central Pennsylvania on the latest playoff information. So again, we're excited to see where our teams head in the coming weeks and how they do in the playoffs, so just stay tuned for what they do. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, or check out our website. And I just want to thank you guys for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, October 30th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.